and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, what the deal is? Thank you for joining me here on Life as P. I'm your girl P, also known as Phoenix Ash. Thank you, y'all. If you heard about me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or from your peoples or something, thank you so much for checking me out. If you are a repeat listener, thank you. You already know what it is. I appreciate you. So let's get into it. You know, normally I talk about the messages the universe has been sending me over and over, right, during the week, or things that have like really stood out to me. And so funny that it's not necessarily a message that I've heard over and over, but I'm talking to my girlfriend and we're talking about dating and how neither of us can stand the question, why are you single? Oh my God, you guys, please stop running that stuff into the ground. Women, stop asking men. Men, stop asking women. I mean, who cares? You're single. But I think for either one of us, well, let me not speak for her. Let me speak for myself. I don't like the question because it doesn't take into account the complication of what being paired up truly means, at least in my head. Someone will say to me, you know, I find you very attractive. I'm surprised you're single. As though attractive people are all like in relationships. First of all, attractiveness, I appreciate the compliment. I really do. But, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? So whoever's looking at you makes the determination of whether they believe that you're attractive. So I might be attractive to you, but I may not be attractive to someone else. Okay, fine. In the summer, I don't like to cook. Well, I don't like to cook. I don't like to cook. So maybe that's contributing to it. I don't know. Or the fact that I chose divorce, you know, that's definitely contributing to it. But, you know, I feel like in general, there's this notion, at least, and I guess maybe, you know, social media feeds a lot into it, right? Because you have a lot of people in a small space and it seems like a certain opinion is popular amongst a large crowd, when in all honesty, it's probably not as popular as you think because the information is condensed and, you know, it's all pushed into one place. So it looks one way when it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. So I will give that pass to the perspective. However, you know, this whole notion that women are like just sitting around waiting to be chosen to be someone's wife or next wife. You know, I have done my bid with marriage. I'm not necessarily over marriage, like oh, I'll never get married again, but I'm not racing to anybody's altar. If I never get married again, that's okay with me. I'm good with that. I'm good with me. If it happens, so be it. But I feel like I have the freedom to fall in love the way I romanticize because I'm not in a rush to anybody's altar. So I don't have to accept little pieces of things that don't sit right with me in order to get to this destination because I've been there, done that, and don't need to do it again. But I'm like, a lot of times, and I feel like there's so many people who experience this, both men and women. I hate to say like, oh, women. I feel like both men and women, right? Because there's enough men who'll be like, well, that's my experience too. But the person who you want don't want you or is not available to you or is not the hype that you have built them up to be in your mind. And vice versa, you know, the people who are clamoring at your door, the people who are in your DMs every day, sending you all kind of messages, linking with you on sites or whatever, you get your time with them or whatever, and you feel like, not for me. I'm not interested because for whatever reason. And for the most part, I feel like there's several reasons. But either way, for everyone you feel that way about, there's somebody who feels that way about you. So when you ask me why I'm single, I'm like, well, because what you mean? Like, I'm not just going to link with anybody who happens to like me, just like you're not going to link with anybody who happens to be attracted to you. It has to match up. We have to be like-minded. And I say all of that to say that it's not only in the dating world where that makes sense. We sometimes ask ourselves, as people who are chasing our dreams, our loves, our crafts, why are we available? There's times where as an author or even as a screenwriter, I look at myself and question, am I as good as I thought I was? Am I as good as, you know, the few people who are reading my work? Am I good like how they say I am? And I get into this mindset of doubt. You know, I start to, I guess, take away and downplay all the work that I've done over the years to pour into this craft, to learn it, to study it. Every time I do something wrong, you know, I say, well, do I know it enough? Have I learned it enough? Did I do enough studying? I laugh whenever I get my edits back. And sometimes if I have something edited twice or have an editor and a proofreader, two separate people, sometimes I'll leave the previous edits there so they could see what was done and they could add to, take away, whatever. And I'm sure both people looking at it are cracking up because it's clear that despite my degrees, I have no real understanding of what to do with a comma. Like, that is always the feedback. Like, girl, you got too many. Then, oh, you put them in the wrong spot. And it's mostly because when I write, I'm speaking. Like, it speaks to me in my head. And so where there's a pause, I put a comma because I'm dramatic and, you know, I'm doing dramatic effect. But it doesn't read the same way on paper. It doesn't read in a book the same way. But I recognize that that's not my expertise. That just because I studied my craft and just because I continue to grow in it and I continue to look for how to be better doesn't mean that I'm going to master every single aspect of it, which is why I pay an editor, which is why I pay a proofreader. Y'all fix it. And they probably like, I don't know how many times I gotta teach this girl and send her links and all of that. But I'm like, look, if I could figure it out, I won't pay you. So, you know, it'll get better. It'll get better. And I'm not in a rush. Like, I'm not one of those people who will send you a document the day before and be like, okay, I need this back tomorrow. Because I know that you're going to take the time to fine tooth comb and go through it as it should be. And I want it to be the best. And it may take me, you know, like with directions, I can go to someplace 4 or 5 different times and still need my GPS to get there. You know, I feel like commas is the same thing. I still need a GPS to get there, which is my editor and proofreader. But, you know, sometimes that stuff can get overwhelming and we start to question ourselves and be like, well, why am I available? Why has no major publisher invested major dollars in me? Or why am I still considered an unknown author? Why, you know, is my reader community so small? Why haven't I sold $1 million worth of books? Why am I still available with this skill and this craft and this know-how? Why am I still, you know, not hired to write for television or whatever? First of all, it doesn't do me any good to concentrate on why I'm lacking whatever dream it is that I'm looking to attain. That doesn't serve me to spend too much time in that thought space. It's negative, it's depressing, and if I spend too much time in that thought space, I really could stay there. And if I stay there, I start to give off the energy of that space, which then keeps me available, keeps me unpaid in the television world, keeps me without readers because I'm giving off this negative space, this negative energy that people don't gravitate to. People want to stay away from. People don't want to invest in that. So that doesn't serve me. But also, it's because things need to match up. It's not as though opportunities have never come my way. It's sometimes those opportunities are not the ones that are most positive for me. You know, I had a long time ago when I was querying, there was a publisher who, you know, right away, immediately was like, sending me a contract. I want you on my team. And I was so excited because it was the first time. It was like I had just queried and I was just like, oh my God, somebody's interested and it's ASAP. It's right away. But somebody encouraged me to look at the contract and to have certain questions. And when I asked those questions, I wasn't satisfied with the answer. So I could have started my professional author journey a lot sooner, but I didn't because it didn't match up. And it's the same thing with relationships, right? Or jobs, right? You go on job interviews. It's like, well, why are you still looking for a job? You supposedly are a subject matter expert and you understand what you're doing. You have great people skills. You have great organizational skills. You can time manage like no other. Why are you still looking for a job? It's like, well, because it has to match up, right? The job that I want or the company that I want may not want me right now. And the ones that do may not be the companies that I want to align myself with. My girlfriend was going on a job interview the other day and I was, you know, reminding her that they're hiring because they need a job done. So they're not looking to not hire you. They're not looking for your flaws. They're not looking for why you cannot do the job. They're looking to confirm that you can do the job and that they want you to do the job. But you need to keep in mind that you too are interviewing them. Are these the kind of people you want to work with? You know, are they exhibiting signs of being good fellow employees or coworkers or, you know, managers, whatever it is that the relationship is? Did you do your research about the company? Do you know a little bit about their goals, about their intentions? Have you gone on Glassdoor, anything like that, to see what other employees are saying? Because you're going to probably invest at least 6 months with this company, at least. And even though some waters run their course, you want to at least plan for the best situation possible, right? But at the end of the day, things have to match up in order for them to go forward. And you being available, the available photographer, the available writer, the available film expert, the available blogger, the available, financial consultant, whatever. Your availability is not due to your lack of knowledge, your lack of know-how, your lack of expertise. Sometimes it's just not your turn. And you have to keep putting yourself out there and you have to keep making yourself present so that when the opportunity swings around, you are there in the proper spot at the proper time. But I don't want you to get discouraged because that hasn't happened yet. In dating, it's very easy to get discouraged when it hasn't happened yet. You know, I sometimes get in a funk because I meet so many people and I start to question myself of like, am I being too picky, right? I've had this talk before in the show. Am I being too picky? Because nothing seems to work. Nothing's right. Nobody's right. It's just, if it's not one thing, it's another, right? And it just doesn't go down. I think I've went on more dates recently than I have in like years. You know, finally been out to a few restaurants or whatever. And it didn't work for me. And in some of those incidences, I think, you know, they may have wanted me, but I didn't want them. Other incidences, I feel like we didn't want each other. We kind of both knew that the chemistry was off or not there. And we just kind of, you know, silently agreed to kind of let it go. And I'm sure that there's, you know, men who I've been like, oof, I would like that, who have not even looked my way or thought about me or, you know, taken me seriously, whatever. It hasn't matched up yet. And I don't know what the future holds, but I know that relationship, job, career, passion, all of that, I have what I need to be great. And my availability does not speak to my lack in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't. It may speak to my readiness. Sometimes it's like, you know, there might be something I need to add, something I need to learn. Maybe it's not even a craft. Maybe it's a personality trait that needs further development. Or another one that I'm working on trying to kick out, but I haven't kicked it all the way out yet. And maybe that's what it is. Whatever. But it's not my lack. We're always going to continue to evolve. We're always going to continue to work to be better in different aspects of our lives. I work every day trying to be a better mom, not because I'm not a good mom, just because I just want to be better for her. I want her to have the best experience. And what was the best experience 2 years ago may not be the best experience 3 years from now. So I want to continue to evolve and continue to give her the best of me and the best of the world and allow her to see all the things that she's so curious about and let her get all the knowledge that she's searching for. I want that for myself career-wise. I want to, you know, continue to evolve, continue to learn the business, learn the industry, learn the industries, right? Because my writing spans across a couple, and really connect with people who want to hear my story, want to be entertained by me. I feel like I'm just starting to find my tribe. I'm just starting to find my crowd, my audience, and it will just continue to grow. But it's still not, you know, when there was a time where I was not a published author, that I had books that I was, you know, trying to put together myself. Me not being a published author didn't have anything to do with the fact that I wasn't good at writing. I had to evolve a craft. I had to learn how to put the books together. And somebody out there may say, well, that was your lack. Well, no, I also didn't know, like, I could have paid somebody to do all of that and moved it along. So I had what I needed. I just went about it and got my information in a different way. But I don't want you to think it's because you fell short. There's something you don't have. There's something you don't know, or there's... And it's this great mystery, and you're not as good as you think you are. You're not as great. And don't hit your head on the wall to try to figure out, like, what is it? Am I missing? Am I just completely delusional? Not that there's not delusional people out there, but I don't think it's you. Just like I don't think it's me. We're not delusional. We're working on it. We're evolving. We're getting better. We're getting more out there. You know, for a lot of us who have not pursued our passions until we got to be older adults, you know, it takes time. It takes time with anything. You know, like when you go in to look for a job, you know, all those rejections or people ignoring you happen so much up front. And then all of a sudden, boom, you get a job, and then you got 500 people following up from 6 months ago. Like, you still looking? And it's like, no. It's the reminder, like, but when you're in it and you're not getting a reply and you're not getting the feedback, it's easy to think that, you know, well, shoot, why am I available? Why nobody has snatched me up yet? But why haven't you snatched anybody up yet? Why haven't you decided what company that you want to work for? Because you haven't decided. You applying to 6, 7, 8, 9 different companies, right? You're not just going for the one. So why haven't you snatched somebody up yet? Why haven't you grabbed whatever it is that you're looking to grab? You can really mess your head up, like, just trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Why, like, how am I falling short of whatever great thing? Like, I think I have all these things to offer, but how come no one can see it in me? What am I missing that no one can see it in me? And I don't really think that that's it. I don't really think that's it. I think keep doing it. Keep being you. Keep putting it out there, putting your work out there. Keep the authenticity. Keep being transparent. Keep being passionate. Keep being loving. Keep being kind. What's for you is for you, and it will show up when it's time. It will show up when it's time. You know, I was talking to somebody, and their whole situation was like a no for me. Like, I was like, oof, I'm not where you are, and I'm wise enough to know for me that I can't take that on, because I will step outside of myself and end up doing so much for you, I will get blind and not realize how much you have or haven't done for yourself. So I know there's certain situations I got to stay away from, because there's some, I'm like, nah, I'm my heart be wanting to give too much, and that's not good for where I'm at right now. And a friend of mine was like, ah, oh, they could be a millionaire. You ain't play your cards right. And I was like, what? First of all, the millionaire, like, okay. If he not spending it on me or using it to pay my bills, then who cares? But second of all, I'm not so shallow with you being a millionaire is the only requirement, right? Like, stuff wasn't adding up. It wasn't going right. Wasn't looking right. So you could have been a millionaire. But the situation that I was exposed to let me know that I don't care what your financial background is. I'm not doing this right here. And I truly believe if it was for me, I would have felt different. I wouldn't have passed on it. It wasn't for me. And I passed. And I'm comfortable with the pass. It wasn't for me. It wasn't mine. And he ought to feel comfortable that I passed because I wasn't his. I wasn't for him. The person that's for him is going to understand his situation, is going to work with him, is going to see the possibilities, is going to see how he's growing, how he's rising, and they're going to have the kind of patience that I don't have. And I wish all of that for him. I'm just not the one. And sometimes I got to look at business opportunities like that. Sometimes I got to just know, listen, it's not that, you know, I can't make it work. It's not that, you know, you can't make it work. But if we can't make it work together, if we're not on the same page, sometimes I just got to say, you know what, this is just not for me. I'm not the one. And maybe they're saying the same about me. But it's not because I'm not the one somewhere for somebody, for something, for some opportunity, for some greatness. It's not that I'm not the one. I am the one for that. It's not my turn yet. I'm going to keep doing my work. I'm going to keep building my craft. I'm going to keep building myself up, building my friends up. We're going to keep pouring. We're going to keep making connections, keep networking, keep loving on each other, keep being kind. And when it's time, we're going to do what we got to do. Because I am good at what I do. You are good at what you do. You are a great person. The fact that somebody hasn't married you or taken you off the market or gotten you out the dating pool or, you know, decided you're their next baby mom or whatever, that's nothing to do with you lacking greatness. Nothing to do with it. If anything, it might be a testament to how great you are, that the standards are high. Some people feel inadequate when in your presence. Some people know they on some bullshit and they need to exit the game. They see, like, you know what? This person ain't having it. They're going to see through my foolishness. And even though they seem interested in this opportunity, I know I'm on some bullshit and let me exit. Sometimes that's it. And we don't give credit enough to those people who save us from their own bullshit. Like, a shout out to y'all. For real. Shout out to y'all. If you trying to save me from your bullshit, I appreciate you. I wish you'd be honest about it, though, because that just makes conversation easier. But whatever. However it go, if you're sparing me from your bullshit, much love to you. Because there's some people that I got to spare from mine. You know, there's some people that I'd be like, you know what? I'm on some bullshit, especially in this angle, like, because I know you're not the person that's going to make me cut some of this bullshit. So I feel like you're a really good person. And rather than play this game with you, I'm just going to let you go because I don't want to play a game with anybody. I don't want to mess up anybody's emotions. I don't want to mess with anybody's heart to the point where they can't do good, love good and all of that for the person that they need to show up for. So when I see that, you know, whatever is happening between us is not enough for me to, like, pause on some bullshit, like, I see myself like, oh, I'm going to be on some real stupidness. Yeah, let me get out your life. And I just hope people are practicing that courtesy. When things don't pan out, I just assume that they weren't supposed to. And it's not my turn yet. And that's it. Just keep working. All right, that's all I got for y'all today. I might have sounded like I talked in circles, but if you get it, you get it. If you don't, I'm sorry. Listen to an old show. Like, I don't know. I'm getting my life together here. Yo, Savage Fever is finished. Everything all together. Finale is done. I'm just, you know, waiting on the final steps that is not in my hands. I've already passed it off, you know, for those final steps. The release date is sooner than you know. I don't want to say it just yet because it's like right around the corner, but I'm trying to hold tight. I want to get it in my hand first before I could really speak on it It's coming, though. It's coming. I did a cover reveal in my reader group on Facebook, Phoenix's Fireflies, and that's F-I-Y-A-H. If you want to check that out, it's there. Join the group. I plan on doing some discussions, some graphics, all of that. Trying to have some fun with it. I want you to have fun with me. Thank you for all your support, patience, all of that. Giving me a platform. I appreciate you so much. Until the next time where we could exchange power. Peace.